Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I think of Gok as just an exceptional human being. He's completely brilliant. I met him, and within 10 minutes I thought, oh God, I like you. He's just a really brilliant, open-hearted, open-spirited, open-soul individual. You can get to the like really deep stuff with him very, very quickly, and then immediately find yourself almost rolling on the floor with laughter. He's just an excellent human being. I really, really like him.
I actually met Gok before, Mum, because he used to come to Tifa on the beach to rave, basically.
He likes a rave.
Does like a rave.
He likes a rave.
So we've got quite a dirty, bad, I don't know, WKD shots in 2005 history in Western Supermare. So don't watch our history.
No, nobody wants to watch that history, Peter. Don't worry about that. No one needs to watch that. So it's vegetarian menu today. We have, and it's all, well, it's not all experimental, but the core part of it is a brand new dish we've never made before. Pumpkin, carrot, terrine. So we shaved pumpkin and carrot really thin on the mandolin, and we made a pumpkin custard and baked it and then set it overnight with like heavy weights on it. Then we've cut it and portioned it off, and then I've made a glaze with blood oranges and chili and bay leaves and cinnamon and sugar and palm sugar, and it's under the grill now, so that should have a nice kind of sticky top to it. And that's got a little pumpkin broth that we're splitting with a bit of red chili oil that Randell's just come back from South Africa. That's what I just checked him. Randell's I said they're under the grill, and Randell came flying across the kitchen because they've been under the grill for a while. Let me see. Are they pretty?
They look like me.
Ah, they're pretty. They're doing what they need to do. And then we've made carrot and pumpkin pakoras and a little chimichurri, which is a kind of South American, you know, herby, garlicky toppings, oily, nice situation. Like a green seasoning or a pangrattata or whatever. Any, you know, or gremolata, anything you'd put on the top of something to make it nice and punch up the flavour. That's what's happening.
And you say this is the first time you're making it, so where's this one come from?
My brain, the other day. Gok is actually a pescatarian, but Fanny McPhee is a vegetarian, so we just went for a whole vegetarian menu, basically. It's not vegan, but it is vegetarian, because there's some egg yolks in the pumpkin custard.
The thing is, I said to you, Andy, when we worked for that gig,
I was watching
all the cooking stuff during lockdown.
I was saying how
important it was for that kind of sense of family, and you had your friends round, and you were singing, and I love food, but it wasn't necessarily about the food for me. No. It was the choosing of the music.
Yes.
And so you put a track on, then you'd start singing and dancing together. And do you know what just reminded me of just all those happy times? I think during lockdown, down, and all of us were missing our family and our friends, and just having people around. It was so important to watch because it gave you something to really hope for.
That was the beginning.
Of this.
That was something called What's for Dinner, Mummy, she named it. And that's what this kind of has evolved into, because a lot of people were asking us if we wanted to do a podcast, and we didn't really want to, and then we sort of thought about that and how can we do that again?
We did that, and then we sort of did interviews, and someone said, so when's the next series? And we went, next series? What? It's already a series. It's just me and
season two coming.
But you know what? It came across like a series because you started locking in, and you started going, and all of a sudden, when all the family started, when lockdown was being eased, and more fam- family were coming over.
Yeah, yeah. That's
when that is when it started feeling like a series, because it almost felt a little bit like the Osbournes back in the day.
Yes,
but you know, before all the reality shows, now, it was a modern version of that because it was a tiny little peek into the lives of people that you kind of know but you don't know.
Yeah.
But it was so important. Honestly,
I'm so happy that you said that.
Yeah. It's really lovely that you say that because it meant, and actually, it was important for our sanity.
Yeah.
Too, because we were going a little bit bananas, obviously.
Please help yourselves, Mum. Do you want to talk us through the menu?
Just talk you through what we've got.
In our old T4 on the beach days, let me set the scene for you, Alison. Oh, no. So, Western Superman. I'm in
there. Western Super Nightmare.
I watched.
No. Okay, so I don't need to set the scene for you. No. But after the show wrapped, we would all, the whole crew, everyone, there's like 150 of us, would go
what
to
are you gonna say
the
now?
Bars. Like, no. The bars in like Western Superman, like down the strip. We knew it quite well by the end. But I loved it. Got came like 3-4 times and it meant that we were going to have a good time. But I think we just love doing shots. It's not, I have no disgusting stories. Yeah. We just loved to party in Western Superfair in 2008. Yeah. We had a great time.
Is that it? Thank God. I was like, literally.
Like, oh my God, now I can breathe.
Do you see my legs? I'm so tense.
I think there was one like me, you, Peter, Andre, and someone else.
Oh my God.
Someone
I don't
from
really
the
want to talk
fly.
About it.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
I think that says it.
Nobody wants the end. One night, me, Peter, Andre.
Exactly.
You joined the dots. But I always just thought that you were a joy, because I was like end of my 20s. I was going through a really hard time at that point, knowing I was about to leave T4 and not knowing what I was going to do with my life. And you just brought so much joy to everything you did. Anytime I saw you, no matter where I saw you, you were just very happy with the things you had in your life, I always thought.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah. I felt like you were always enjoying life. So it's interesting to hear you saying only now.
It's such a long time ago. I hope that's true.
Yes.
I hope. I genuinely really hope.
Because you're saying to me now I'm going to start having a good time. I'm like, really? I feel like you've really been having a good time.
I've always had a good time.
Having someone at our table reminded me again how important it is to commune across the table and share with people and talk and love and laugh.
It's not just a
bloody podcast.
It's not just a podcast gimmick. This is life.
Yeah.
This is what we do. This is how people connect to each other. It is deep. It is important. It does mean something, and we must do it.
Yeah. Thank you, Gawk and Alison.
The experience was lovely. Exactly what I thought it was going to be. Warm, friendly, welcoming, and homely. I mean, the food obviously is exceptional, but the conversation's great, and it doesn't feel like we were doing anything other than just having dinner with friends. And that's quite unusual with people that you've met through work and you don't really know them. And the girls have got the most incredible ability to bring out your honesty, because it's a very non-judgmental safe space, and that's what they did. The food was incredible. So we had a sweet potato. I'm going to call it a lasagna. They're going to kill me. But it was a layered sweet potato lasagna with a split sauce, which was delicious, with some chili and some spice through. The pakoras were insane. Absolutely delicious. I loved them. And perfect level of spice. I'm really funny. If there's not spice in a dish, then I lose interest very quickly. And there was enough spice throughout. And then I had about 55 Bloody Marys. So I'm happy. She's a happy girl.
Alison, from your point of view, how was today?
It was really lovely. And I was so nervous because this is not my world. But it was just really lovely and warm, and conversation was great. And I just felt like I could talk about anything, and it was great. And I even learned a few things about him that I didn't know.
Do you know, I didn't know anything about the whole carbon thing. I am the least spiritual person in the world. I don't have a spirit, and I'm never going to have a spirit unless it's in a spreadsheet. I don't believe in it.
You do have a soul, though.
I don't have a soul either. And so I didn't know any of that kind of end of life stuff. I guess we haven't yet got to that conversation. No. We will do in the next 12 days, but we haven't got there yet. So actually, this was a perfect environment for that, because it's given me something to think about and give me some ammunition to do some research before we have that conversation.
When they come to your house, what are you making for Andy and Keats?
Already, Andy's put her order in, and she wants duck, and Makita loves duck noodle soup. So I will do a duck noodle soup for Makita, but I'm going to change it up slightly and probably do a Szechuan broth with it, just so it fools her slightly. And then for Andy, she said she didn't want sticky duck, but I think she's a liar. I think she hasn't explored the true Sticky Duck realm yet. So I'm probably going to do Sticky Duck for her, and I will do some of my signature dumplings, and I will also do some fried rice for them, because you can't beat a good...
Best fried rice in the world.
It really is the best fried rice in the world.
Andy said to me before you guys got here, was that I'm looking forward to this one, Got Can Talk. But having said that, and you said you were nervous, so you're pleased with your like podcast performance today?
Yeah, I am. It was really nice to talk about.
I'm very proud of her. I'm very proud of her.
It was really nice to talk about these sorts of things because they don't get spoken about. And they're really important.
Proud of her.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.